We're here in a back room at Build, and I'm talking to Roger. Roger, tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do at Microsoft.
Well, my name's Roger Gulrajani. I work in the Windows ecosystem team, and I work closely with a number of partners that are developing products around Windows 8.
And today we're going to take a look at a couple different products. Tell us what we're looking at here.
Yep, that's correct. Well, we're looking at two different systems. One of them is the Samsung developer preview device that we've handed out here to recipients at the Build conference. And it's running, of course, the technology preview of Windows 8. And you can just see in terms of the experience that people are having today, a touch-first experience that's fast and fluid, that sticks to your finger because the whole experience is hardware accelerated. And again, a series of Metro-style apps that are on this particular device.
Very nice. And this other device that we're looking at?
This other device, we've been working closely with our ARM partners, and so we have a number of partners, NVIDIA, Texas Instruments, and then Qualcomm. This happens to be the Qualcomm 8660. It's a Snapdragon-based processor running at 1 gigahertz. And again, the same experience that you have on the x86 device, you have here on this ARM system. So I have that same kind of stick-to-your-finger type of Metro-style experience and applications. If I go into this Word Hunt application, I can go ahead and tap on it, and it'll launch. And then I can also go in on the Samsung device, and I have the same application running. So the whole concept of, you know, whether it be an x86 device or whether it be an ARM device, we have these Metro-style applications that will be able to run on both platforms.
Are there any other significant differences between the two, other than one's an i5 and one's a Snapdragon?
Yeah, the big difference is really the fact that from a hardware perspective, you know, Windows does the hard work of abstracting out the hardware for a software developer.
Sure.
So the whole notion that a software developer is going to be able to create the applications that they want, a full, you know, full screen, immersive, visually rich applications, and then that those applications will run on a whole class of Windows 8 PCs, whether they be x86 or ARM. So again, from a software developer perspective, there should be no differences. They write their applications, they go ahead and target the particular types of screens that they want to target, and then those applications will run.
Great.
You know, again, other types of experience that we have here on the ARM system. Again, I have the ability to, for example, go into the IE on the desktop. And here I have a website that's running. During the course of the product development effort, we do a lot of optimizations with our partners. So this is a technology proof of concept of a Flash website that is running here on this ARM system. And you can see that I can use my finger to touch and interact with it. And it's just an example of the kind of visually rich experiences that can be built on Windows 8 in the future. Again, I can go back to start, and I can interact with the system in a very similar way that I can here on the x86 system.
You probably wouldn't know the difference between the two if no one told you.
Well, that's the goal.
Yeah.
You know, when we actually bring the products to market, we want there to be, you know, a whole class of Windows 8 machines that people are really excited about, that customers will go ahead and purchase when the product comes to market.
Very nice. Well, thanks for showing us this
Great.
Today.
Great. Thanks for your time.